Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I am so glad you are here for this week's Manformation Podcast. Hey, before I get into this week's Manformation Podcast, I want you to get your free gift. Go to skiplacour.com/gift. skiplacour.com/gift. I have the foundation, everything that I build upon during these Manformation Podcasts. It's an audio seminar course with workbooks and videos. I call it The Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader. It's in this members-only website. I'm going to give you a username and password. You're going to have instant access, lifetime access. You can listen to the audio course on your phone while you're working out, while you're driving. You can access all the information on, again, your phone, your tablet, your desktop, your laptop. Again, this beautiful members-only website. I'm going to issue a username and password. This will give you control, certainty. Again, I call it the foundation to everything I build upon during these Manformation Podcasts. Again, it's my gift to you. Check it out. It's absolutely free. Go to skiplacour.com/gift. Fill out the questionnaire. Tell me who you are, what you're all about. I got these very structured questions for you. I've been doing this a while. I want you to tell me who you are, what you're all about, what you want, why you want it, and maybe some of the obstacles that are getting in your way. What have you done in the past? Help me coach you better. All right. And then tell me what you've done in the past. Tell me what other things that you want out of your life. Right. Very short, simple questions, and I have it all out. So play all out. When you fill out the questionnaire, I take men who I can see left it all on the floor, and I may reach out to you in addition to giving you the course, The Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader, absolutely free. I might reach out to you. Hey, is there any way? You have me here. You love the podcast. You're going to love this course. Is there any way I can help you? Maybe give you some instruction to get the most out of the time that you're investing, listening about this whole Manformation message. All right, so go to skiplacour.com/gift. Go there right now, and let's start on this Manformation. This Manformation podcast, what this is all about is I help men just like you all around the world become their very best. I have my obsession for years has trying to figure out why we as people do the things we do. First, to start off with myself. Right, it created this obsession, and at 21 years old, I was taken to a Zig Ziglar seminar, and I tell you, that way of thinking, that positive thinking, that mindset stuff, it just took me over, and I've been obsessed ever since. So now it's like 34 years, taking me on a lot of different directions with a lot of different coaches and speakers and programs and training. It allowed me to go through all Tony Robbins' courses and get some training for him, staff at his events, in addition to other personal development coaches around the world. I learned my 10,000 hours of studying with them. Tony Robbins chose me for an infomercial because of my story. I really believe that most people know me as the 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, been a leader in fitness for 30 years now, just about 30 years, and me ending up in that place was really because of my obsession with personal development, getting my mind straight. It's a continual process. I'm not quite sure if my mind will ever be totally straight. It's a continual process, continual growth. But that's what helped me become. It was the foundation when I kind of was aligning, what do I want in this world? What are my talents? What are my abilities? You know, it was the personal development. This mindset stuff that I talk so much about in these Manformation podcasts, that's what allowed me to do it. A lot of guys, they want the training strategy, the eating strategy, and I'm telling you, that information is out there, just like for business, just like for relationships. But I tell you, it's getting your emotions in line and getting clear and getting focused and understanding the obstacles and some things I talk about in these Manformation podcasts about your emotion stack. And if you haven't listened to my podcast that I did last week, about the emotion stack. You really want to check that out. You can tell I've done a lot of thinking about this. I've learned a lot, and I went on after my competitive bodybuilding career. Now, all those years in fitness, I helped men get what they want when it comes to bodybuilding and training, and what I realized is that, you know, they wanted the muscles. They wanted the trophies or lose the body fat, the six-pack, whatever it was. But it was really, that's what they identified at that time that would make them happy in life. Right, so I really realized that, yeah, it may have been their physical body, but it wasn't about the body. It's about the emotions that they wanted. And so I have that 30 years dealing with men and helping them that way. And then since I retired from competitive bodybuilding, I wanted to expand, and that's how I created Manformation, this personal development that's specifically designed for men that I'm so passionate about. And so I coach men just like you all over the world one-on-one every single week through phone calls. About an hour every single week, we record the calls, keep them accountable to the same day, at the same time every week. I have a form that they fill out before every session to prepare an hour before, and then the next day they let our call marinate, think about it, and then they fill out another form for the takeaways. It's very structured, and that's what I do. And so what this Manformation podcast is all about is I sit back and reflect of the, you know, hours that I spent this week helping men just like you this week. And that's just, you know, my one-on-one coaching clients. And by the way, if you happen to be interested in this one-on-one coaching, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Or you can go to my skiplacour.com website, and you can see where I have videos, and I talk about the entire process. And you really should study up on it and take action, right? Study up on it, know what it is. We develop a relationship for like a year. Some of my guys have been with me for 4 years. So it's a relationship. I mean, this is a choice that will change your life. So look on my skiplacour.com website. Check it out. Watch the videos. Got a questionnaire to get you thinking about what it is you really want. And then we'll talk. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you about it. No commitment on your part. You don't have to sign for coaching, because I'll just tell you this, I want to make sure you are ready for this one-on-one coaching. I just don't take anybody who says they want it. I've helped out a lot of guys, and I want to make sure you're ready for it. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Check out all the coaching information that is at skiplacour.com. Set up a time to talk to me for free, 10 minutes, at talkwithskip.com, talkwithskip.com. All right. So now what this podcast is all about is I really sit back and reflect from my week of helping men in just this intense one-on-one fashion. And I learned so much about life. I learned so much about you and helping you break through. And so I try to pick out, like, what is the biggest distinction? What is the biggest lesson that I learned that I can share with you listening to this podcast? Because I think about this all day, every day, right? And while you're going about your day and your family and your goals and dreams, and I have this unique perspective, not only all the years that I've done it and learning from the masters, and but all the time that I've helped out men who are just like you. Right? We all have our different goals and feelings and emotions, and that emotion sack that I talked about on the last Manformation podcast. But we do have a lot of similarities. We have common thoughts and beliefs and fears, and that's a great starting point as we figure out the details for our life. So that's what this Manformation podcast is all about. And in this podcast, I thought about, you know, a lot of the things that I talk about in these podcasts. I just want you to keep this in mind as you're at manformation.com, if you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, on Stitcher, on iTunes. Maybe you saw a link on one of my social media platforms, at Skip LaCour, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, Skip LaCour. You can go to manformation.com. It'll take you to this special series of these Manformation podcasts, again, where I talk about what is the distinction, what is the biggest thing as I'm in this pressure cooker, all right, taking in all these emotions and thoughts and distinctions and challenges and emotion and going back and forth. What's the biggest distinction I can share with you every single week? But these podcasts that are on manformation.com, they are all standalone podcasts. They are evergreen, as they say in the digital marketing world or the digital world. They are they stand the test of time. You can listen to these podcasts 10 years in the future. You can listen to them 10 weeks from now, 10 months from now, and each one is a standalone. It's not like about current events. So if you say, well, wow, this is great stuff. Here we are on this series of Manformation Podcast. This is number 15 or 20 or 25 or whatever. Wow, it's good stuff. Don't think that when you're on manformation.com and you see a great title on, you know, podcast number one. Well, that was, you know, 20 podcasts ago. That must be dated information. I can't listen to that. I want the new stuff, right? So I want you to know that they all stand alone. They all stand the test of time. They're not based on current events. All right, so if you love this stuff, make sure that you listen to all of the podcasts on manformation.com. So on this week's podcast, I thought about, you know, a lot of the lessons, they become more and more clear. It's the same lesson I just learned at a deeper and deeper, 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 deeper level, right? I really believe that sometimes the things in life that make the most impact are the fundamentals, the basic things that you hear over and over again, because they need to be heard over and over again and taken to higher and higher levels. The new stuff, the splinter stuff, the extra stuff is just that, where the basics need to be taken to higher and higher levels. So when I think about my growth and the growth of some of my guys, it's the realization that it's your imagination. This is what I talk about a lot, is that, you know, when you have a challenge in life and the way you look at the challenge right at the moment when you're having it, the challenge, and we're conditioned in this way of thinking that seems so normal to us. It seems so logical, right? But many times we lack the imagination to think of 10 different ways on how this challenging situation can turn itself around. How no matter what the negative situation might be, or the conflict that you have with another person, or whatever the obstacle may be, if you can, at the moment, at the time of the challenge, of the obstacle, the confrontation, the conflict, you can think of 10 different ways on how to take it from something negative to something amazing and something positive. If you have that imagination, it really has a huge impact on your entire life, your approach, and your outcomes, right? And at the same time, if something is good, it's a good situation, right? If you can think of 10 ways to make it even better, you'd even get more excited, right? So, you know, our way of thinking is normal to us. It's rational. We think we're logical and make sense. Our fears are, they're justified, right? We know what this is like. We know it better than anybody else, whatever it may be. It makes sense to us. It protects us. I mean, God is where we are, whatever it is. But we don't know if our lack of imagination is keeping us from thinking about this is so bad with this person or this situation, or, oh my God, I think they think this of me, or they're never going to get it. I'm so frustrated with that person, or these times are so challenging. How can I get through them? Oh, my back's against the wall, right? Just think if you had a conditioned, strong, well-versed, well-practiced imagination every time you had a challenge, or even time when you have a great situation and make it even better, right? You can imagine how it can be so much better. And like I said, I feel as though my entire life has been continual growth, and I'll be growing till the day I die. Maybe you feel the same way. Maybe that's what has you attracted to this Manformation podcast. It's definitely true of me. So much so, every time I have these breakthroughs, I kind of think, should I have learned this earlier in life? What if I would have learned this 10 years ago or 15 years ago? And it seems so simple now. It is so clear now. And so during this podcast, I want to share what is so clear to me now and what I help my guys through the one-on-one coaching kind of understand that. It is never over until you say it is or you quit. Let me say that again. It is never over until you say it is or you quit. So what I mean by that, the bad situation, the challenge, the conflict, the obstacle, backs against the wall, right? There are so many different options, right? I'm not saying they're easy. I'm not saying that everybody can do it. But if you can't imagine it and then call upon all your resources and then you're consistent, you're determined, and you bounce back, you're resourceful and gritty, then you have zero chance. Luckily, I guess you might get it. And you might not even question it. Maybe it was your imagination. Maybe you quit too soon. One thing that I always want to do is I want to make sure that I stay away from the tried and true, the trite and true, the cliche type motivational messages, right, that you can read on a meme everywhere. I think that the foundation to success and happiness can probably be summed up on several motivational memes. It isn't the memes or the sayings that you've heard over and over again. It isn't like they're not true. It's just that what level of do you have of what they mean in your life, in your situation? Well, what deep of level of understanding do I have based on my individual challenges and my emotion stack and everything like that? You know, you continue to learn things at deeper and deeper level. But I just realized, you know, how that imagination... And probably the biggest breakthrough, the biggest growth that I've made is my imagination during the challenging times. I didn't really understand things like, you know, trust or, you know, my logical thinking or whatever it was. I never really questioned it. I didn't really realize how much my imagination had lacked over the years. Or, you know, maybe let's not put that there. I don't want to, you know, make it sound... so terrible, but I didn't know how much more potential it had, how much that imagination can grow, and I can visualize more and more options. And then when I visualized more and more options, and it became clear to me, and I believed in them, I worked harder, I was more resourceful, I was more gritty, I was more influential, persuasive to get people to see my point of view, I was more determined and consistent, or whatever, flexible, more patient, more systematic in my approach, right? Kept myself up and positive. It ain't over till I say it's over. And then what happens is you prove to yourself over and over again how you get yourself out of jams, or you turn things around, and then it's like a muscle. You just build it, that imagination, that creativity, that influence, that persuasion, all the skills that it takes to take a bad situation to good, a good situation even better. And I think that's probably the biggest growth that I've had personally, and the biggest thing that I do with my coaching to help guys see all the options that are in front of them, that they don't box themselves in the corner for reasons that aren't rational, but we all have blind spots, right? And so the first thing I do is help them to see more options. And then I paint pictures, pictures that they're too tied into that they can't see. So when you take it on the third person, they go, wow, you could do this and do this, and then people will see you as this, and you wouldn't, hey, whether it's true or not, wouldn't you just love it or die trying? Oh, yeah. So like for the first time, I got them out of their own head and their own limiting beliefs and their lack of imagination. I imagined for them, and they go, yeah, and more, and more, and more. And I can do that not only because I'm not tied emotionally to their fears and their bad experiences, their limiting beliefs and their lack of imagination, because I didn't suffer all of that, right? I'm not emotionally tied to the downside or the safety or whatever got them thinking that way, right? But I know them overall all the time that I've coached. I know what turns them on. I know what, I know what whatever the goal that they're going for, why it's important to them. Right, so if you're not a guy who's all into cars and Lamborghinis or whatever, right? You know, I know that hey, and just think, you can get a Lamborghini. I'll never say that when I know that that's not important to them. Right, so that's what this whole coaching is about. It's like two brains looking at your situation, providing more objectivity, more perspective, more imagination, more options, and then getting you to believe, yeah, give you the head start because I have this relationship with my guys in addition to going through the journey myself and helping out so many other people. Sometimes I can create a better vision for what's in front of them and how to get there and how awesome that would be based on their feelings and emotions than they can. again, it's not because I'm some genius. It's through this experience, and it's because sometimes we lack that imagination. We sell ourselves short with quote-unquote logic. All right? So I'll tell you, that it's probably the biggest thing, because I'll tell you, in life, you know, sometimes we're not going to reach our goals. We're going to have setbacks. You know, it's that amount of control that we feel, that our happiness, no matter how good or bad it is, or somewhere in between it is right now, that we have the power. We have the power to change our situation. That's what we want more than anything else, just to believe. We don't got to get to work. We want effective strategies. We don't just want to believe. Right? We want to actually make it happen, get out of pain and suffering, or the fear of that pain and suffering, and get to what we really want to be like. But feeling that control is the first step. Knowing that your imagination is such that you can handle anything that comes your way and keep your poise, right, in the pocket, so to speak. This is an American football analogy I talk about, like Tom Brady. I'm not particularly a Tom Brady quarterback, the New England Patriots. Again, a football analogy here, right? I might lose some guys, especially some international guys who are listening to this podcast. But, you know, you got all these big, giant human beings, you know, wanting to just crush you, tackle you. Like Tom Brady has his maturity, has that poise in the pocket, so to speak. When they start blocking, it creates this pocket. They surround the quarterback so he can have the time to throw the football to the open receiver. Again, probably not the best choice of the analogy. I hope you guys can stick with me. Certainly if you're football fans, certainly if you're Tom Brady fans, I mean, you're probably loving this. Because he can just sit back until the last minute. Not get all scared. Not get all frigidy and make a bad throw. He stays into the last minute, having that faith and belief that his guys are going to block. And if they don't, well, I waited till the last minute, did my best, right? He's got that poise in the pocket. Right? What if you had that poise in the pocket when time looked challenging and you kept that imagination open? He did that for so long that you just had this tremendous belief that you earned, that you can get yourself out of any sticky situation, any obstacle, when your back's against the wall, confrontation, conflict, whatever it may be. Because you've done it. You know, I talk about all the time that confidence is earned by you demonstrating that you could come through. What if you had that poise in the pocket with challenge, because you had that imagination, and then you actually came through? Now, you just didn't believe it. You actually have references of coming through in sticky situations, and you grew and you grew and you grew and grew, and you'll realize it ain't over until you say it is or you quit. And I tell you, that's probably the biggest distinction, probably one of the biggest things that I do with my guys. Because when you start believing that, because your future, what you can do, can't do, it's really going to be up to you, what you can imagine and see. And then what skill set do you actually have? What strategies can you come up with to work, and then how persistent, because you believe you're going to get to the other side. Ain't over. It's never over until you say it's over or you quit. Just remember that. It's interesting. So, you know, I was kind of thinking about, you know, that, you know, what I talk about. Again, I think about you on this podcast all week. What did I learn all week that I can come to you with this podcast? And, you know, I was kind of playing around with this idea. I think this is the one. But I had a gentleman just this morning, this is a Sunday morning at 3 a.m., he's in Australia, and it's a gentleman who coached with me for over a year, and he wanted to touch base. And so I was happy to do that, see how he's doing, and just feeling, you know, I work on the phone with guys all over the world, right? So I don't see them, right? We don't do Skype calls or visual, so I'm very dependent on the sound and how it feels, and just feel the growth that he took what we went through those years, every single that year or so, every single week, and he took and applied it to his life. And I just feel that confidence and that growth, even if challenging, he's in challenging situation. You know, as a matter of fact, some might consider the situation he is more challenging than, you know, maybe back when he was coaching with me. That perspective is all in his head, your head, my head, right? But he's 10 times more confident and stronger in the situation that he's in, regardless of whatever he used to think before. And it was it was great catching up with him. But, you know, the reason why he wanted to reconnect with me is because he's watching me on social media. He says, man, you are living with passion on fire. Now, here's a guy who knows me. You talk to me every single week, right, for over a year. And just so we know each other, that I get this relationship with my guys. So for him to see the acceleration of my growth for someone he respected enough to invest in coaching, his time, his energy, his financial resources, and then he sees me going off the charts, you know, that must make an impact on him, right? He goes, man, I just see you on fire. I've got this phrase, living your life like a contest, so you can win big there too. And if you're in the bodybuilding and training world, which a lot of my guys are, they know that when you prepare for a contest, it's challenging, it's grueling, you diet, you got to train, you got to manage all your time. If you got family, if you have a job too, you got to manage all that. And it's all to look amazing on stage on that one contest day. And the big joke within our circles is for a plastic trophy, right? But it's more than a plastic trophy. It's the journey. It's the adventure. Who you become, what you think, that title or that plastic trophy or those pictures that you get with the ripped abs, the big muscles, whatever, that accomplishment, that achievement. It's what you think it's going to bring to your life, more confidence, more love, more connection, more resume to make more money, to live your passion, more credibility, whatever the emotion is, right? It's more than just a plastic trophy. Everything we do is more than whatever the physical thing is. There's emotion attached to it, right? And so the whole process I do with guys is setting your entire life. If they have that reference of competing, they know that amazing feeling whether you're winning or losing or somewhere in between, right? So it's setting your entire life like a contest, and that's what I've been doing. Right, where every day matters. From the time I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning until I drop at 8 o'clock with my two kids in my chair, which I was telling somebody this week that my daughter's 4 and a half, and I don't think there's been more than 5 days that she hasn't fallen asleep in my lap at about 8 o'clock or so. That's how we end our day with my son on the other lap. Right. I am moved emotionally. I'm clear. I'm building that imagination. I'm building the skill set of every challenge, right? And living that life like a contest for a bigger outcome than a trophy, a plastic trophy. And he saw that, and that's what made him connect with me. And I really think what I got to this point, in addition to everything that I'm talking about in these Man Formation podcasts, weekly podcasts, you know, from the motion stack to the 80-20 rule, whatever it may be, they're all tied in, but I'll tell you, it's the imagination that you can make every challenging situation a better one as long as you kept that imagination open and then you worked towards it and you believed it. You believed what you saw. That's made the biggest difference in me. And that's what makes you use all the talent, all the ability that you know you have, and you're wondering why, you know, that other guy gets further ahead than you and you have so much and you can't put it all together. It's a big, big, big piece to all this, right? So, you know, that's the phrase that I adopted myself, and I really think you should consider, no matter who it's with, what the situation, if it's financial, business, whether it's relationships, loved ones, children, haters, or whatever you do, whatever your career is, whatever your goals and dreams are, before you quit, before you disengage. And sometimes we can stay in it, but it's over in our mind. And then we wonder, well, why don't things turn around? Because the lights went off. We shut down. But as long as you can keep those lights on and believe that no matter how challenging that it gets, it ain't over until you say it's over or quit. There's always a way, whether it takes one conversation, 10 conversations, or 100 conversations, whether it takes 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 1 decade. Whether it's 10 conversations, 20 conversations, 10 different approaches from good cop, bad cop, not talking, all whatever it is, that it ain't over. It's not over. It's never over until you say it is. You stop trying. You stop imagining. You stop going for one more time and quit. Hell, you can even quit and come back, it's still not over. It's never over. Right. So that's going to do it for this man for me. One other thing, though. I want to do this. I want to make sure you go to skiplacour.com/gift. skiplacour.com/gift. If you love this stuff, the foundation to everything is in my course that I want to give you absolutely free. It's broken into 6 different audio sessions. Comes with workbooks and videos. It's on this members-only website. You're going to get instant access, lifetime access. You can listen to this audio course in your car while you're doing cardio, while you're on a walk. You can do it on your phone, your laptop, your tablet, desktop. All right, it's called The Mindset Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader. If you love these podcasts, you're going to love the step-by-step foundation that we build upon during these podcasts. I want to give it to you absolutely free. Go to skiplacour.com/gift. skiplacour.com/gift. I'll give you a username and password. Fill out the questionnaire. Tell me who you are, what you're all about, who you want to be. Why is it so important to you? And I list all the questions. You don't have to think about all this. I step very structured questions to get you thinking short, sweet, to the point. What have you done in the past? Why don't you think that's worked? What other things do you want in your life? Take the time to fill out that questionnaire. I may even reach out to you. Guys, play all out. Leave it all on the floor, filling out a questionnaire. I might just call and follow up because I want so badly for you to succeed. You can tell I'm really passionate about this, right? All right, so make sure you go get your free course, the Man Information course, The Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader, yours absolutely free, at skiplacour.com/gift. All right, guys. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day. All right? And remember, with this Man Information, that if you think it, you must do it. Don't just learn these strategies. Execute them. What do you have to lose? Give it a shot. All right? And remember, it's never over until you say it is or you quit.